Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Breakdown! Go ahead, give it to me. Breakdown! Take me through
Mr. Tom Petty and his Heartbreakers bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Morag Barrett. Cultivate the Power of Winning Relationships. That's her book, SkyTeam, SkyeTeam.com. SkyeTeam.com is her website. We're talking about managers, especially new managers, how to make sure new managers put their best foot forward, that they get off the ground successfully. Morag, you're helping us with some mistakes to avoid. What are some others?
Well, not asking for or listening to feedback.
Uh-huh.
So you know how it is, you're making some changes, and because you're new, people are dropping you the subtle hints of maybe you're moving too fast, changing the wrong thing, not including the right people, whatever it might be.
Would this be a problem that millennials should pay particular attention to?
Oh, absolutely. And millennials, they're going to...
What you just described sounds like the complaints...
Quickly.
What you just described sounds like the complaints I hear from people who have millennials working for them. God bless them, everyone.
Why do you think that is, then?
I don't know. And let me say this: I'm not sticking my finger at them. I'm just saying I hear this, that the millennials don't necessarily want to. One thing, there is one thing I'll say. Whenever I have employed, and I employ a lot of millennials, and have over the years, whenever I call them one of them on the carpet, and by that I mean I'm just pointing out something they did that created a problem and how do we fix it, they were very uncomfortable with that moment. More so than I think I've ever seen any other generation. You see what I mean? In other words, I've got my eyebrow lowered just a little bit. It's constructive. It's completely constructive. And they're not going to lose their job. Nobody's worried about losing their job. But that moment of critique, they seem to have a problem with that. What do you think?
Well, I think it's interesting. I mean, it's one of those skills. I think when we're early in our career, we can sense that we're invincible. We get so over-enthusiastic and excited, maybe we stop listening. But as new managers, we need to find a way to coach this and coach our employees so that they are ready to hear that feedback so that they can do the learning that we talked about in the earlier segment. It's an important skill as a manager to be able to not just give feedback, but also to receive feedback. Mm-hmm. It's how we learn and grow.
Well, see, that's such an important point. If you're coming up as a young person right now and you want to be a manager, you want to be promoted, you want to start your own business and manage your own people, you know, these lessons, these people who have been there, done that, there's a lot you can learn from them that you can't get off of a blog or a tweet. Would you agree?
No, agreed. Yeah, you watch the role models, and the good ones are great, but you can also learn from the managers where you think, I don't want to be like that.
Absolutely.
Well, be conscious and deliberate. What is it that you don't want to be like? How is it that their style jars for you or others?
Some of my best mentors were failed managers. I learned what not to do from them.
And hopefully, Jim, you're not on that list. You're on the star list of the people and the managers that people want to work with again. That's the goal. The legacy that you're leaving and the reputation you're building is the manager that others want to work with. And being able to receive feedback is one of those key skills. To be able to hear and just say thank you. Don't you have to agree with the feedback? But if you can accept it with grace, if you can treat it with respect, then you can sleep on it and decide whether or not you choose to do something different based on that information that's been shared to you.
Isn't one of the biggest mistakes of all time for managers, though, not delegating?
Oh, well,
why? Isn't that number one?
Oh, absolutely. But you know why? I got promoted because I was very good at doing my job.
Mm-hmm.
So why would I let go of the stuff that got me promoted? That's one of the hardest mindsets to change.
Mm-hmm.
Because you move, if you're an individual contributor, from getting the results through your own efforts and being very good, whether you're a very good developer, an HR specialist, or a very good salesperson, whatever it might be, when you move into managers, it's not now about your efforts. Mm-hmm. It's about getting those results through others. So you do have to delegate, but then you also have to coach, feedback, set goals. This all comes together like a big giant jigsaw puzzle.
Well, a manager's accomplishment is through a team, not through their own efforts. If you're doing everything, then you're not a manager.
You're not. And your team will start to take a sit back and say, well, why bother if my manager's going to do it all?
And they'll become dysfunctional very quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very, very quickly.
Morag, I got to wrap it up. SkyTeam, SkyeTeam.com is her website. The book is called Cultivate the Power of Winning Relationships. Morag, will you come back again real soon?
I would love to, Jim. Enjoy the rest of your show. I look forward to listening to you.
We've enjoyed having you here. Morag Barrett, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.